pray all of our glory belongs to you. It's not about us this morning. It's about you. As we remember your power, your amazing power that resurrected Jesus from the dead. But Jesus, who's our Savior and who saved us, we say thank you, Lord, for being so good to us. You that all we long brought us up to this time and period. Father, we're so grateful this morning. We ask you to bless every attendee, every listener who shared with us, every one of you who made on the website, all of us and all the churches that sat over this morning, as we celebrate the resurrection, one, if not the greatest event in all of history, that separated your son from all the others that say they are great, and those that say they are God. We know he's King of Kings, and he's Lord of Lords, but not even the grave could hold. Now, Lord, we pray, just as you resurrected him, just as you brought him back up and gave him, brought his life back to him. Somebody this morning, Lord, is trapped in a grave of despair. They've lost hope, grave of frustration, death, whatever place that they found themselves in. That they need your power to deliver them and set them free from. We pray, God, that you would do it for them. God, as we deliver your word, may your word be powerful in this place. In a word of deliverance. We thank you in advance for what you're going to do. And we pray in your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Thank you for coming together to share with us, or as we celebrate, amen, the Messiah, the Christ, our Savior, rising from the grave. Amen. The grave is empty.
Yes.
Amen. That's why our lives can be full. Because of what Christ has done.
Yes.
What a great day. What a great day and a great time as we celebrate that day. Let us stand now. We're going to read our scripture. On your scripture, there's some different scriptures. We're going to read one in Matthew. Matthew, so if you were looking at the one from Corinthians, turn it over. Get in the one in Matthew. We're going to read those verses for you. We may look at Corinthians a little later on. I just want you to have that. So when we look there, you will have to have a Bible, or you will have to turn your pages. Hopefully you have a Bible. It's always good to bring it. But you will have to turn the page, you'll have it in front of you. All right, Matthew chapter 27, we're going to read verses 62, and we're going to end in chapter 28, verse 10. Everybody got that now? All right, here we go. Now on the next day, that is, the day which is after the preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered together with power, and they said, "Sir, we remember that when the deceiver was still alive, he said, 'After 3 days, I am rising.' Therefore, give orders for the tomb to be made secure until the third day. Otherwise, his disciples may come and steal him and say to the people, 'He has risen from the dead.' And the last deception will be worse than the first." Pilate said to them, "You have a guard, go, make it as secure as you know how." And they went and made the tomb secure with the guard, sealing the stone. Now after the Sabbath, as it began to dawn for the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to look at the tomb. And behold, a severe earthquake had occurred, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled away the stone and set upon it. And his appearance was like lightning, and his clothes as white as the snow. The guards shook from fear of him, and became like dead men. And the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know Word of God. Amen.
Amen.
In Scripture. We're taking a break from a series, as you can see, because of it being the day that we celebrate Christ's resurrection, and it's almost celebrated worldwide, and we'll want to join in and hitch our boots to that celebration. Alright, so we want to talk about today, nobody but Jesus. Nobody but Jesus. And then let me tell you, before you write, you might write too quickly.
That's it.
Let me show you how this fits. N-O. Stop. Next word. In quotations. B-O-D-Y. And then Jesus. Alright, it's a little different. But you thought I was going to say N-O-B-O-D-Y. Alright. No. But Jesus.
Right.
Okay. So what I'm saying in essence is, they didn't find, when they went to the tomb, a body.
Sure.
There was no body.
It's true.
But what they found a little later was Jesus.
All right. Okay.
Nobody but Jesus.
Yes.
Right.
If they would have found a body, we wouldn't be here this morning.
Right.
But they did not find a body.
Yes.
What they found was a resurrected Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. Who transformed the lives of all of us. Right. Nobody.
Yes.
But Jesus. Yeah. Listen. I like the way this thing starts out here. The enemies of Jesus. Because all these people were anti-Jesus. They were anti-Christ. They were against the Master. He said the priests, the Pharisees, and Pilate. All these had, on various occasions, came against the program of Christ. In him, bring in his reign as far as the kingdom of deliberately was even better than the disciples remember. That Jesus had said, yes, I'm going to die, but in 3 days, I'm going to rise again. The Pharisees were taking notes that day, and the priests were taking notes, and they told Pilate, he said that he was going to die and rise in 3 days, and there was a crowd around us when he said it. So, Pilate, what we need you to do, give us permission to do, what we need you to help us to do, is we don't want those disciples to come back after we bury him. We don't want them to come back and steal the body out of the grave and then tell everybody that he rose. Now, you see, he's already done some things. He's already opened blinded eyes. He's already turned water into wine. He's already healed a woman that had an issue of blood for 12 long years. Amen. He's already made lame men walk. He's already done some things. They tell me he even walked on water. He's already known for the miracle and the things that he knew, Lord. There's already enough stories out. There's already enough untruth about. So, Lord, we already got enough stuff to deal with. That's why people following him. They told me, they said he even took two loaves and 5 feet. Two men and 5 loaves. And a multitude. He has stories all over. The last thing we need is for people to start talking about this Christ that they saw crucified and the one that died out on the cross to say that he rose from the grave. That's the last thing we need. We got to find some way to make sure they don't come to steal it out the grave. We got to be sure that his body is still there. Because what are we going to do? He said he was going to rise in 3 days. What are we going to do? Amen. If he don't get up some early Monday morning, we going to go get him and bring his body out the grave and tell everybody, this man that you thought was God, this man that you thought was the Messiah, this man that you thought was a miracle worker, he's nothing but a fraud. He's a con man. He said he was going to get up, and he still did it. We have his body right here. Once you do that, they'll go on home. They'll start following him. They'll know all that stuff he was talking about was real. He was fake. So Monday morning, we're going to bring him out. But right now, what we need you to do is be sure he stayed that prayer. See what you say. Because I've been hearing about it myself. Amen. I've been hearing some people call him king, and I can't be one king.
Okay.
All right. Can't be one person in charge around here. So I think what we're
going
to do. Number one, I'm going to give you some soldiers. I'm going to give you some soldiers. And what we're going to do, we're going to go down to the grave. And we're going to close the grave with that 2,000 pound circular stone. We're going to move the stick or the rock that holds it. Let it roll down in the groove until the grave is closed. So, amen, we're going to have, and then we're going to take the Yeah. Once his oath is broken, it's an oath that can't be broken. Can't no think when God says something for your life, when God ordains something for your life, when God gives you a vision for your life, and you know that thing is from God, and God has spoken to you about it, can't no order that nobody sent out. Can't no opposition, and can't no obstacle keep you from getting what God wants you to get. Because he got all power in his hand. Nobody but Jesus. Oh Lord, hallelujah. So he did all that. So we look at our scripture today. And it said there was an earthquake. God, don't you know God will shake heaven and earth?
Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
Amen. He'll make your word come true.
Yes, it will.
He's the God you can trust. Amen. If you shut heaven and earth. And it said, it came down.
Uh-huh.
And Jesus, after they moved the stone, some angels came down. And the angels, when the soldiers saw those strong, well-trained, Roman military soldiers, but when they saw the angels, they fell down faint. They're out. They're laying on the ground. You can have to put a weapon. You can have to put your sword out. They just shot at it. Bam. Just maybe said that 2,000 of them came down. They just saw 2 angels. And they fell like they were there. They couldn't even revive
them. Yeah.
And they rolled away the stone.
2 angels.
Now they didn't roll away the stone. For Jesus to get out.
No.
But they roll with the stone so other folks can get in and see what
happened. Right.
Because in his resurrected body, he was able to go through.
Yeah.
Solid bodies. That's how great our God is. And after all that they did, they said the first thing, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came. See a resurrected Christ.
Yeah, yeah.
They came to see a body.
Yeah.
They came to look for a body so they can anoint the body.
Yeah.
Do the whole preparation on the body.
Yeah.
They were looking to see a body.
Right.
That's what they were expecting to see was a body.
Yeah.
But when they looked in the tomb, amen, looked to see a body, the angel spoke to them. Said, wait a minute, why are you looking for the living among the dead? And show me that this is the place where the body lives.
Nobody.
killed somebody. It's not a whole lot of other bodies.
Right.
But one body that hasn't been able to find was Jesus' body.
Yeah.
Because there was nobody, because he was no longer dead. He got up. He rose just like he said he would.
Yeah.
On the 40th day, amen, he called for an evil cloud. But now I'm going to zoom in to my second point. It goes along with that. Lives were changed.
Amen.
You got to see. Imagine you see somebody die on a cross, a crucifixion. You've seen this happen from time to time. And you know when they die, all the people that you've seen die on that cross, you've never seen them again. When they died on that cross, it was over for them. You can walk down the street in the room with them, but you would never see them again.
Yeah.
But now, those disciples that were there, and the crowd that was there, the same Jesus that they saw beaten, bloody, and bruised, and broken, and down on the cross, he's alive. Wouldn't that make you care to do? Because you thought it was over. But I got news for you. It's not over. He's alive! He's walking around. Now, just like some of you, just like many people in this world today, they're always down. Thomas said, I hear what y'all telling. Y'all telling me he's alive. But I got my back. Unless I see him and can put my faith into his head. Amen. I'm not going to believe, I'm going to doubt. And Jesus, he wasn't there when Thomas said that. But as soon as he met up with the disciples again and comes with them, said, Thomas did not say that. Come here.
Yeah.
I can't help but to say what It's a different Peter.
Yes,
it's different Peter. Put him in jail, beat him. Don't just go preaching on it. They think he got out of jail for something right there preaching.
Yeah, amen.
What is wrong with you, Peter? That's not the people you used to know.
Yeah.
You got a brain when it's from somewhere. A boldness.
Yeah.
Because he saw. Oh, he didn't see a body. Because when he went to the tomb, him and John, and John and John stopped at the door. Because you know, John was contemplating.
Yeah.
I said, I don't know if I should go in. Because John was a contemplating type person. But he go, you know, Peter didn't come. Peter didn't went on in.
Yeah.
And he said he stirred it.
Yeah.
And the word they use for look made you really look intensely and try to figure it out.
Yeah.
Looked in and he saw the grave clothes, the strips that they had put around it. It wasn't like the strips were unfolded. It was like there was a body in it.
Yeah.
It came out of it.
Yeah.
And the strip was. that I can bring to the city. And then, amen. Now some was even allowed to sit here, sell the Christian James. Then to all the apostles, last of all, to one untimely born, he appeared to me. Out on my way down the Damascus Road, trying to put some old folk in jail, cause trouble, stir up things, stop people from preaching Jesus, and then he changed me.
Yeah.
And I'm the least of the apostles.
Yeah.
And the reason why I'm down the least is because I'm not fit to be called an apostle. Because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God. Oh, it's enough right here, y'all.
Yeah.
Grace stepped in.
Yeah.
And when grace stepped in, you cannot remain the same.
Yeah.
But by the grace of God, I am what I am. The grace of God for me was not in vain. But for now, I labor even more than all the others. But I won't give myself the credit.
Yeah.
Yes, I have, but the grace of God in me. Whether then it was or I, so then, so we preach. And so you believe. He changed Peter. He changed Paul.
Yeah.
And he changed a plethora of us all.
Right.
Can you witness? Because on that first day, on the day of Pentecost, 3,000 got saved.
Yeah.
Amen. In the fourth chapter, on a couple of days later, he preached again. 5,000 got saved.
Yeah.
Already had 500 that had some of the brothers. So he got 500. Then he got 3,000. So now he got 3,500. Then 5,000 more got saved. Mm-hmm. We got 8,500. And then he kept on preaching and starting churches. Amen. And telling folks about Christ. And some would get saved. And there were wild the others saved. Reason why we're here today. Because he's still saved.
Yes, he is.
I need to tell you today, because somebody here today.
Yes.
You need Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell you, he's still saved.
Yes.
He hasn't closed up his salvation shop yet.
Yes.
He hasn't retired. He hasn't lost his power.
No.
That same power that he saved with the damn Pentecost. That same power that he saved the 5,000 with. That same power that changed Peter. That same power. That same power, that same me, that same power, that same power. Jesus can do.
Oh, God.
Whatever you need.
Yes, he can. Yes, he can.
Nobody.
Yes, he can.
But Jesus. And just give us a song. I invite you.
Jesus.
Come, we got a couple people up here.
Jesus.
Ready to help you. Come to know Christ and save you.
Oh, God.
Be Lord. Nobody but Jesus. I can't help you.
Thank you.
that pain, that trauma, whatever it is, and provide victory as only you can. So they'll be able to say, just like you changed Peter, just like you changed Paul, just like you changed the Philippians, something unimaginable. Amen. 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 Nobody.